Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we're off and running for another week here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIEFM 91.5 or WMIEFM.com. However you choose to listen, you might be also listening WWBC 1510 AM. But anyway you are listening, we are thankful that you have tuned in. Several weeks ago, speaking of WMIEFM.com, my parents were here visiting. We had a grandchild that was born, and they had come to introduce themselves and spend about a week and a half with us. And an Oklahoma football game was going on that week, and they are big. I root for Oklahoma football. They are big Oklahoma football fans. And that particular game was only available on television by pay-per-view. And there are just not that many radio stations in the state of Florida that are broadcasting Oklahoma. And they said, is there any way that you can get the program? And so I said, sure, we can do that. And so I pulled up an app on my phone, my smartphone, and pulled up, you know, just typed in what I was looking for, and there was the game. Now, it's a few seconds delayed, but the game was there, and they were a nervous wreck the entire time because of how close that game was. But that technology was available for them. Well, that same technology is available for listeners to WMIE. You can go to the TuneIn app and you can type in WMIE and it will pull it up and you can listen to the Refresh radio program even if you do not have access to a radio. I do that when I'm driving. If I can't get the station that I'm looking for, I'll just pull up the app and I'll type in what I'm looking for and set my iPhone up there and I'll listen to radio via my iPhone. You can go to the website and literally download whatever program you want to listen to. Technology, there's so much wonderful technology that is out there. And so don't deprive yourself. If you miss something, you can go back and listen to programs from previous days. You can listen to it at times that are more convenient for you than the broadcast times might be. You don't have to miss the Word of God. And right now we are talking about the will of God. And I want to encourage you to be letting other people know about what we're talking about here. Not because I'm such a phenomenal speaker. I don't consider that at all. But because this is information that everybody wants to know. It might come across in phrasing that is a little bit different. They want to know what the future holds. They want to know. And like I've said before, you need to understand the revealed will before we ever get to the specific will of God. We need to understand what God's voice sounds like so that we can discern God's direction as opposed to the direction of our own will or the direction of the voice of the devil. We don't want to ever follow what he's got in mind. So I just want to encourage you, get the word out. This is a very, very important topic. And, you know, I like I do on my other studies, I try and give you an entire panoramic view about what is going on. First of all, let me say thank you to Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And I want to encourage you, whether it's air conditioning needs, heating needs, or electrical, they're licensed and contracted and bonded to do all of those repairs. And they can pull the permits, everything that needs to be done. And they're based here in Rockledge, Florida, but they go all throughout the county, decades of experience, wonderful Christian people that own the company. And they make sure that everything is done up to standards. And so I just want to have you give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Don't spend your fall and winter seasons miserable and uncomfortable due to the temperature outside, whether it's too hot or too cold. They can get your system up and running, peak efficiency, and you need a new unit. They deal with package units. They deal with every variety, from the split systems to the window units to package units. What's the other type? The traditional unit where it's got an air handler and a condensing unit on the outside. Deal with all of that sort of stuff. And so I encourage you to give them a call. Treat you well, and you will be glad that they did. So before we continue on embracing the will of God, we need to realize that there's a lot of people talked about in the Bible that chose to reject God's will for their life. Before I get to my text today, one of the ones that stands out the most in my head is Jeremiah was sought by some people in Israel, and they said, should we stay here or should we go to Egypt? And he said, you made a mistake. What was our mistake? He said, ask what God wants you to do in this situation. And the reality is that when I tell you what God wants you to do, you're not going to do what God wants you to do. And they said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. We're going to do whatever God tells us to do. And so Jeremiah goes and he prays and he comes back and he says, God wants you to stay. And they said, God, do that. And we're not going to listen to that. We're going to go to Egypt where it's safe. And Jeremiah ended up getting carried off down there with him. And he said, you made a mistake, because if you had stayed here, the result would have been one thing. But now wherever you go and you think you're safe, the king of Babylon's going to end up setting his throne in that exact same spot. So we need to make good choices about the will of God. Not what we want to hear, but what God wants to hear. So let me take you to Luke chapter 13, Luke chapter 13 and verse number 34, where Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So again, we're talking about the sovereignty of God and the free will of man. And I want you to know, the free will of man does not undermine the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. He's the self-existent one. He's God all by himself. He doesn't need anybody to affirm him as God. He doesn't need anybody to vote him in as God. He's not going to be voted out as God. He's God. And he wants everybody to be saved. But he also said here through Jesus, he said, how often, how many times I wanted to gather your children together like a hen gathers her brood under her wings. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be your protection. I wanted to be your nurturer. I wanted to be your provider. I wanted you to dwell under the shadow of my presence. That's what I wanted. But you were not willing. So like we talked about on Friday's program, the will of man contradicted the desire of God. And what does the consequence of that look like? The Bible tells us here that there's some effects, there's some consequences, there's some collateral damage that is done because what we were unwilling to embrace unleashed a great deal of other trouble. Verse number 35 says, "See, look, pay attention. Your house is left to you desolate." I was talking with a couple one time, and they had come to me. They were having some difficulties, and they were wanting to talk about those difficulties, and it really was a very trivial matter. Now, if there's a husband and a wife that comes to me and there's some problems, I'm going to start with a guy. I'm just going to start with a guy because we are called to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And so that doesn't mean that the wife is going to get off scot-free, or without blame or without responsibility. But I start off with the, and so this particular, situation, the gentleman was very upset, because the toilet paper wasn't torn off at the perforations. It was there. And all, I don't remember everything that went on, everything that was said, but at some point in time, the wife got up and walked out, and after a moment of silence, I turned to him and I said, "Well, congratulations." And that wasn't the comment he was expecting. By the way, this is why I don't do marriage counseling very often, because I just deal with matters in a pretty blunt way. There's another reason, and that's because whenever I deal with marriage counseling, people get mad at me, and then they leave the church. So I like to farm it out. I'm not a trained counselor or anything like that. I just like to deal with issues. And if you come to me with a problem that you want solved, we're going to try and solve the problem. And if you don't like that, I'm not here just to give a ear. I want to give the counsel of God. So I turned to him and I said, "Well, congratulations. Both these people have passed away." And he was shocked. He was stunned. And he said, "Well, what do you mean, congratulations?" And I said, "Well, congratulations, because now you can tear the toilet paper off any way you want. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? Your ultimate goal was to get the toilet paper torn at the perforations, and now your wife is gone, your house will be empty, but you'll get to tear the toilet paper exactly the way that you want to." And I am happy to say that he repented and the marriage was reunited, and we're very thankful for that. A lot of people want to be told they are right, even if it means that relationships are broken in the process. Jesus said, "I want you, but you weren't willing, and now look, your house is empty. Your house is broken." There are a lot of men who have been so insistent on them being right and their kids being wrong. Now they look around and the house is desolate. It's empty. They can be right all they want, and there's nobody there to pat them on the back and say, "You were right." And Jesus said, "I wanted to gather you, but you insisted on having it your way. And instead of your life being filled, or your house being filled with the life of God and the joy of God and the blessings of the Lord, now desolate, it's empty, it's barren of blessing, and there's nothing there." He said, And I tell you the truth, I say to you, you shall not see me until the time when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And you know what is being said there? You're not going to see me until you have a change of heart, until your will says, you know what? I'm tired of living with the brokenness and the desolation. I want God to come. I'm wanting the blessing of the Lord to come. And so if in the past, if your will has been to reject God, I encourage you today to change that mindset and embrace the will of God that he has for you. Okay. Just so that you don't think that I'm just pulling all of this stuff out of thin air. I'll give you one more reference. We are going to talk about a lot more positive things, but if we don't realize how much people are rejecting the will of God, then we'll never get to the place that God wants us to be. So let me take you to Matthew, the 22nd. And here it says, and Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is a king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, those who were invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guest, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. To the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. So here he describes this. This is a king. We just talked about thy kingdom come. We talked about the kingdom of heaven. We talked about the kingdom of God. Kings had absolute decree. When Vashti was invited by the king to come into his presence and she refused, it led to her being as queen and Esther taking her place. You just don't refuse the invitation of the king. It's a kingdom mindset. Well, we talked about that then. And so you need to understand this is the king and he is inviting people to a wedding and didn't want to come. They didn't want to. It wasn't a matter of whether there was going to be provisions. The provisions were all prepared, the provisions paid for. All they had to do was show up as the honored guests of the king. And it said they didn't want to come. You know, what was so important? He said, they made light of it. One went to his farm. He went out of town, so he wouldn't be there. Another went on a business trip, so he wouldn't have to be there. Other people were so enraged by the messengers who carried the invitation that they killed the messengers because they didn't want to hear the message. By the way, I will tell you that there is a great deal of persecution that still takes place around the globe today simply because people do not want to be exposed to the invitation of King Jesus to come and be a part of a celebration that he has prepared. We refer to it as the marriage supper of the Lamb. We talk about the rapture of the church, going to heaven, whatever vernacular you want to put on it. It's going to be a great time of celebration, but the only people who are there are the people who want to be there. And so the refusal of the invitation resulted in those people perishing. And it's because the king purged them from his kingdom. I know that in America, we like to think that everybody who dies is going to heaven, but it's just not the reality. The only way you get to heaven is having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's an old saying that I heard decades ago, and that is this: God has no grandchildren. So I don't get in to heaven because of my parents' relationship with God. I don't get into heaven because I'm a pastor. The only way to get in is by having a personal relationship with Christ, where your sins are forgiven and he is the Lord of your life. With that being said, my kids don't get in because they're my kids. I want them all there. I'm glad that they're all serving the Lord, but it's because a personal relationship with Jesus. My wife is a fantastic woman. When I was gone for the funeral, she stepped up and did even more than she already does. And the church just rallied around and had a wonderful revival Sunday, even though I wasn't there. But it's because of her heart for God, because the church has a heart for God, that's what you get into heaven. That's how you get into heaven. A refusal to come, a refusal to respond to the invitation of Jesus results in eternity apart from God. When I was preaching my pastor's funeral, his casket was there at the front of the church, and it was covered in a flag, and it said, "Look, pastor would want an invitation for people to be saved at his funeral. That would be very, very important to him. His life was about people accepting Jesus as the Lord of their life. And so please extend an invitation." And so when I came to the end of the service, I said, "Now, if I didn't do this, pastor would get up out of that coffin, come up here and snatch this phone or this microphone out of my hand and say, 'I'll take it to her.' And he would make sure that there was an opportunity for people to embrace the will of God." That's how important souls were. I believe that all of us need to have a very vivid revelation in our spirit of what an eternity with God looks like and what an eternity without him looks like. And I believe that when we do, we'll be a lot more concerned about being the one who invites rather than the one who rejects. So when they invite you to spend some time in his word, say yes. When the king invites you to a time of worship around the throne, yes. When the king invites you to spend some time talking and praying, say yes. And when the king invites you to work with him in the harvest field, say yes. Well, for these people in Luke chapter 22, their bed had been prepared and no one was there to pray. So he said, "Go out into the highways, invite whoever you can, and invite everybody. But when they come, they need to be there." The thing is, when you come into the king's presence, you need to be dressed appropriately. That is, you need to come in wearing the robes of righteousness. You need to come in and you need to have that wedding garment on and saying, I am so glad that I am to witness this covenant relationship that is going forward with the blessing of the King. So today, I want to close by saying this. Is there anything in your life where God has asked you to do something and you might have even said yes and then didn't do it? Or is there something that he said to do and you just haven't done it? I want you to go back and revisit that decision and say, you know what, God, I want to reconsider. I want to repent. I want to say, I'm sorry. And I want to go forward with a life of obedience. You see, you don't serve a God who holds a grudge. You serve a God who, when you repent, he's willing to forgive your sins and cleanse your unrighteousness. The Bible talks about a person who said he was going to do something and then he didn't, and then about a person who said he wouldn't do it and then he did. Which one made the right choice? And it's about the one who ended up going and doing what he was asked to do in the first place. When we're talking about the will of God, it's never too late to start. And so I got a little over a minute here. Several years ago, God asked me to do something and I started off, and then that first leg of the journey was extremely painful. And I didn't really consider how I was going to be able to finish that task. And so I just set it on the back burner and left it there for a long time. And a little later, God said, did you ever finish that? And it's like, no. Well, why don't we set out on finishing that? I want you to know it ended up being a great blessing in my life because I gained so much information and insight during that journey. And I will encourage you, if you're struggling to the will of God today, I want to encourage you, say yes to it, because I guarantee you, if God is telling you to do something, there's a blessing there. If the devil's trying to get you not to do it, it's because he also knows there's a blessing there. Don't rob yourself of a blessing by walking in obedience to the will of God. God bless you today. Have a great day. And we will see you next time on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Consuming